This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Sandostatin, Sandostatin. Active ingredient, S, octreotide, octreotide. This leaflet provides important information about using Sandostatin. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Sandostatin. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Sandostatin? Sandostatin contains the active ingredient octreotide. Sandostatin is an anti-growth hormone, meaning that it is used to block the production of excessive growth hormone that occurs naturally in your body. It also works to reduce the amount of other chemicals and proteins in your body that may be making you unwell. Sandostatin has three main uses. 1. Treatment of acromegaly. This is a condition where the body produces too much hormone that controls the growth of your bones, organs, and tissues. Sandostatin helps reduce the amount of this chemical in your body to relieve the effects of this condition, which may include stiffness or pain in your joints and larger than normal bones in your hand and feet. 2. Relieve the effects of some types of cancer, uncontrolled cell growth including carcinoid syndrome, tumor of the gut/lungs and vipoma, tumor of the gut such as diarrhea. 3. In people who are having surgery on their pancreas, to help reduce the chance of having problems after the surgery. What should I know before I use Sandostatin? Warnings. Do not use Sandostatin if you are allergic to octreotide or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. Check with your doctor if you have previously had or currently have gallstones, have previously had or currently have diabetes, have previously had or currently have liver problems, have previously had or currently have pancreas problems, have previously had or currently have low vitamin B12, are taking medication to treat high blood pressure, are taking medication to manage fluid retention/electrolytes. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Monitoring. Before commencing treatment, your doctor may send you for blood or urine tests. They may refer you to specialist appointments to check on your gallbladder, thyroid, or liver function. They may also monitor you throughout treatment to see how your body is responding and whether your dose may need to change. Some tests, such as blood sugar, you may also be required to do, which can be done from home. Gallstones. Using Sandostatin, especially if you must use it for a long time, may cause gallstones. Your doctor will want to know if you have gallstones currently or have experienced things like fever, chills, stomach pain, or a yellowing of the skin or eyes because of gallstones in the past. Your doctor will likely send you for an ultrasound of the gallbladder before treatment and throughout treatment. Diabetes. Sandostatin can affect your blood sugar. If you are a diabetic or may be at risk of developing diabetes, your doctor may want to closely monitor your blood sugar levels using special equipment. If you are currently taking insulin, your doctor may alter your dose. Liver function. If you have liver scarring or problems with your liver, your doctor may adjust your dose. Your body may take more time than expected to handle the medicine for each dose. Pancreas function. Your doctor may wish to check your pancreatic enzyme function. Nutrition. Your doctor may want to check your vitamin B12 levels in your blood. Sandostatin may also change how your body handles fat in your diet. Your doctor may refer you to a dietitian. Heart function and blood pressure. Your doctor may change your dose of Sandostatin if you are taking medicines to control blood pressure or electrolytes. Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant, think you may be pregnant, or intend to become pregnant. There is limited information on using Sandostatin while pregnant or when trying to have a baby. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. It is not known whether Sandostatin passes through breast milk and may harm your baby. Contraception. Your doctor may request that you take an effective contraception, birth control to prevent pregnancy. Children. There is very little information on the use of Sandostatin in children. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with sandostatin and affect how it works. These can include medicines to control your blood pressure, e.g., beta blockers, medicines to control fluid retention, or electrolytes, e.g., calcium blockers, medicines to treat heartburn / stomach ulcer, e.g., cimetidine, medicines used following transplant, e.g., cyclosporin, medicines used to treat pituitary gland tumors, e.g., bromocriptine, medicines used to treat irregular heartbeat, e.g., quinidine, medicines used to manage blood sugar, e.g., insulin. For you to more safely use sandostatin, your doctor may alter your dose of sandostatin or your other medications depending on what you are taking. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect sandostatin. How do I use sandostatin? How to use sandostatin? Sandostatin is injected just under the skin. C-section. How to inject sandostatin. Your doctor will tell you how much sandostatin to take based on your condition and whether you may be taking other medications / have any other health conditions. Follow the instructions provided and use sandostatin until your doctor tells you to stop. If you do not understand how to use it properly and you are injecting it at home, ask your doctor for help. How much to use? If you have acromegaly, your doctor will usually start you on injections of between 0.05 to 0.1 mg taken every 8 or 12 hours. Your doctor may adjust your dose depending on how well your body responds to treatment. If you have carcinoid syndrome and VIPoma, your doctor will usually start you on injections of 0.05 mg once or twice a day. Your doctor may adjust your dose depending on how well your body responds to treatment. If you have recently had surgery on your pancreas, your doctor will usually start you on injections of 0.1 mg usually given 3 times a day for 1 week, starting about an hour before the operation. Your doctor may adjust your dose depending on how well your body responds to treatment. When to use sandostatin. Sandostatin should be injected in between meals or at bedtime. Avoid having a meal close to when you are injecting as it may upset your stomach. Before you inject sandostatin at home, your doctor or nurse will show you how to do this. It is important that you can do this when they send you home with it. Make sure the ampoule is at room temperature before you use it. If it has been in the fridge, take it out half an hour before using it. You can warm it up in your hand, but don't try to heat it in the microwave. Check the liquid in the glass capsule, ampoule, it should be clear and colorless. You must not take sandostatin if the capsules show floating pieces, particles, or the liquid is discolored. C-section. Getting rid of unwanted medicine. Injecting sandostatin at home. Inject sandostatin the same way your doctor or nurse has shown you with the equipment they provide you. Choose a new site each time you need to inject. Avoid injecting in the same place during back-to-back treatments. The upper arms, thighs and abdomen are good areas for injection. After you receive your injection of sandostatin, throw away the glass capsule, ampoule that was used. Each capsule may only be used once. If you notice pain, stinging, tingling, burning, redness or swelling at the injection site after the injection, gently rub the site for a few seconds. If it persists into the day and it worries you, talk to your doctor. If you forget to use sandostatin, inject the dose as soon as you remember and then go back to using it as you would normally. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. This may increase the chance of you getting an unwanted effect. If you use too much sandostatin, if you think that you have used too much sandostatin, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 1-3-1-1-2-6 or contact your doctor or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this, even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. Some of the symptoms of taking too much sandostatin may include irregular heartbeat, low blood pressure, cardiac arrest, brain hypoxia, lower level of oxygen than normal going to your brain, severe upper stomach pain, yellow skin, and eyes, feeling sick/vomiting, loss of appetite, diarrhea, weakness, tiredness, lack of energy, weight loss, abdominal swelling, discomfort, painful muscle cramps and changes to heart rhythm. What should I know while using Sandostatin? Things you should do. Keep all your appointments, including those for specialists, so that your overall health and response to treatment can be monitored. Complete blood or urine tests requested by your doctor promptly. Ensure you take an effective form of contraception, if your doctor asks you to. Call your doctor straight away if you are pregnant, or think you may be pregnant. Remind any doctor, dentist, surgeon, anesthetist, or pharmacist you visit that you are using Sandostatin. Things you should not do. Do not stop using this medicine suddenly. Do not give this medicine to someone else. Driving or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how Sandostatin affects you. Sandostatin may make you feel dizzy, lightheaded, or weak. Do not drive or do anything else that would require your attention. Drinking alcohol. Tell your doctor if you drink alcohol. Sandostatin may make you feel dizzy, lightheaded, or weak. You should avoid alcohol while on treatment with Sandostatin. Looking after your medicine. Keep the ampoules, glass capsules in their original container inside the carton until it is time to use them. Follow the instructions in the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. You should store Sandostatin in the fridge, set between 2 to 8 degrees Celsius. Do not freeze it. Sandostatin can also be stored for up to 2 weeks at room temperature, below 30 degrees Celsius for day-to-day use. Any ampoules that have not been used within this time must be thrown away, if they have not been kept in the fridge. Store it in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom, or near a sink, or in the car, or on windowsills. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. When to discard your medicine. If the pack has been out of the fridge for more than 2 weeks, take it to a pharmacy for disposal. If there is any left over from the glass capsule, after you have opened it and taken the injection, it can be thrown away. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If your glass capsules, ampoules are discolored, or have floating pieces, particles in it, take it to your pharmacist to exchange it. If your doctor tells you that you no longer need to use this medicine, or it is out of date, damaged, or shows signs of tampering, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date, or if you have not kept it in the fridge for more than 2 weeks. Take it to a pharmacy for safe disposal. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Skin problems. Swelling, redness, rash, swelling, or itching at the site of injection. Flushing, redness of the skin elsewhere. Stomach problems. Indigestion, cramps, discomfort. Bloating, wind. Constipation/diarrhea. Loss of appetite. General well-being. Feeling sick, vomiting. Headache. Feeling dizzy, or lightheaded. Feeling tired, or weak. Mood and body changes. Faster heart rate. Change in weight. Feeling cold. Increased sweating. Feeling anxious. Swelling of hands or feet from fluid. Thyroid changes. Temporary hair loss. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Tell your doctor if anything is making you feel unwell. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Signs of an allergic reaction. Sudden onset of rash, hives, itching, blisters that are spreading. Swelling of the face, lips, and tongue, or other parts of the body. Wheezing, difficulty breathing, unable to catch your breath. Stomach problems. Severe stomach pain, swelling, tenderness. Liver problems. Yellow skin and eyes, feeling generally unwell. Fever accompanied by feeling sick or vomiting. Kidney problems. Yellow skin and eyes, feeling generally unwell. Blood sugar/pancreas problems. Sweating more than normal. Feeling weak, tired, or trembling. Feeling dizzy, weak, hungry, fast, or irregular heartbeat. Passing large amounts of urine that is discolored/feeling very thirsty. Changes to vision. Blood problems. Bruising more easily than normal. Increased bleeding from wound. What to do? Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital if you notice any of these serious side effects. You may require medical treatment. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reportingproblems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. Sandostatin ampoules contain 0.05 mg, 0.1 mg, or 0.5 mg of the active ingredient, octreotide, as octreotide acetate. What sandostatin contains? Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Octreotide, as octreotide acetate. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Eursense lactic acid. Eursense mannitol. Eursense sodium bicarbonate. Eursense water for injections. Potential allergens. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What sandostatin looks like. Sandostatin solution for injection is a clear and colorless liquid. The solution is filled into a 1 milliliter colorless glass ampoule, glass capsule with two color-coded rings and a one-point cut. Sandostatin solution for injection is available in three strengths in boxes that contain 5 ampoules. 0.05 mg ampoules, box of 5, Ostar 4-2-1-9-2. 0.1 mg ampoules, box of 5, Ostar 4-2-1-9-3. 0.5 mg ampoules, box of 5, Ostar 4-2-1-9-1. Who distributes sandostatin? Novartis Pharmaceuticals Australia Pty Ltd. ABN 1-800-424-4160. 54 Waterloo Road. Macquarie Park, New South Wales 2113. Telephone 1-800-671-2203. Registered trademark. This leaflet was prepared in June 2024. Internal document code. SAS 110624C, based on PI, SAS 110624I,